punch was making strangled noises in Olivia's ear that she interpreted as his intent to feed Vanderwall his own intestines. She smiled sweetly at Vanderwall. "This is you, spinning out of control. Enjoy the ride, fucker." She touched her ear. "Burn him."
"Wait, what? Are you talking to someone?"
hissed Vanderwall. Olivia turned away and went to sit in the back of the auction room. She felt a little like swaggering when Vajra said that was the baddest ass shit he'd ever heard. Vanderwall stood a moment longer, glaring at her, and he was the last one to sit down in the entire room.
"Girl, you mad crazy," said Anjanae. "Why'd you do that?"
"If he's focusing on me, he's not going to notice anyone else. You should see him," said Olivia, suppressing a giggle. "He looks like he's about to have a stroke right there beside the stage."
"Good," said Punch. "What an asshole."
"Where are you guys?" whispered Olivia as she glanced around. "They're starting."
"We're coming in now,"
said Jerome. Olivia heard the commotion in the lobby outside the auction, both through her earbud and because she was sitting so close to the entrance.
"Nonsense. I'm sure it is perfectly all right," said Kennedy to someone in her impeccable French accent.
"You better do what she says,"
said Jerome.
"When she gets angry, she's like a force of nature."
They burst into the auction room, Samuel between them, a nervous security guard following after them.
"Sir, ma'am, I'm sorry, but children aren't allowed."
Kennedy whirled to face him.
"Do you know who I am, monsieur?"
"No."
Olivia realized it was the same guard that Anjanae had cowed with her accusations of racism. Poor guy. Jerome pulled out a business card with a flourish.
"Tell you what, son."
The son nearly made Olivia bust out laughing. She heard a snort of amusement that might have come from Punch.
"Go fetch our paddle so we don't delay this auction any longer. I'm sure we're not the only ones who've come here to spend."
"Our son will not be any trouble, monsieur," said Kennedy. "Or perhaps you would prefer him to run loose and whiz out supervision in the gallery, oui?"
"Mention Vanderwall," said Olivia under her breath. Jerome didn't miss a beat.
"It's not every day that we find a new Vanderwall on the market."
Olivia glanced over at Vanderwall and saw him sit up a bit straighter at the mention of his name. He shot a glance of significance in Olivia's direction, smiled like a movie villain, and motioned to Director Siri to whisper something into his ear.
"For the last time, are you going to let us in or shall we take our business elsewhere?"
"Sacre bleu!" shouted Kennedy.
"Dear, please,"
said Jerome.
"Look, son, just fetch our paddle. Our son won't be any trouble."
"But Dad,"
said Samuel, halting suddenly when Kennedy squeezed his head to her in what purported to be a gesture of affection, but she also managed to completely cover his mouth.
"It's all right, Nathan,"
said Director Siri.
"Please let them in. Mr. Vanderwall has personally vouched for them. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for this brief delay. We'll get the auction underway directly."